Hello? Yes.
Oh, is that Mr. Berger?
It is.
I wish you a very good morning, Mr. Berger. This is Sean Miller, calling you from Telstra. I'm a technical engineer. How are you doing?
Look, I'm just on my way out for a morning walk. So, what is it you want?
Well, actually, right now, our engineers are working in your local exchange office near Camden. That is the reason I called you. So, could you please tell me, how's your internet working nowadays?
Well, I've got no complaints now.
Like when you normally use your internet line, sometimes did you notice your internet connection get dropped out or the speed of your internet is working very slow like that happens sometimes?
I didn't get the question, no.
I mean to say that when you normally use your internet line, sometimes did you notice your internet connection get dropped out or the speed of your internet is working very slow like that?
I don't have any trouble with it dropping out.
Okay. You know what, sir? From last 2 days, we are continuously receiving so many emails from your local operator. They are complaining us that most of our customers, they're not getting a proper speed, proper services from our side. That is the reason today we have started working. All right. So let me ask you, sir, have you made any kind of changes in the settings of your internet?
No, I haven't. No.
Like changes of Wi-Fi password or IP address like this?
Look, I'm nearly 93 years old. I just use the phone, that's all.
And you don't use computer?
Well, yeah, but very rarely.
Like you do emails in your computer?
No, mostly on the phone.
Mostly on your phone. So apart from your email, what are the other thing you do over the internet? Like do you do Facebook, Twitter, Instagram?
I'm not interested in all that stuff.
And do you do online shopping?
Just use it for the very basic stuff, that's all.
Oh, you mean you are a very basic user of this internet, right?
Yeah.
And you do online shopping sometimes?
No, never.
Never. And you do online banking?
I just check my statements, that's all. I don't actually do any banking online.
You do online banking just to check your balance and your account statement?
That's all.
Okay, well, why I'm asking you this, sir, because while we are working in your internet line, we have been found that whenever you go online, at the same time, there are some people from outside your locality are trying to getting access to your internet without your permission, without your knowledge, and they're using your IP address, sir. That's why we are calling you today to check out what's going wrong in your router, okay?
Okay, well, as far as I know, I'm not having any problems.
I know your internet is working fine, sir, but the lines and network which you are using is no more secure. By the way, sir, when was the last time you used this internet lines? Last time?
Look, I told you, I'm on my way out. I'm sorry, but I just don't have the time to answer all these questions.
I know, but right now we are working in Camden, I told you. When was the last time you used this internet lines? Tell me, please.
I don't know. I don't keep records.
Like yesterday or today morning?
No, probably not for a week.
Okay. Well, I can see in my system that somebody was active in your lines yesterday midnight between 12 to 3 a.m. and on Friday between 2 a.m. to 5 a.m. That was you or somebody else?
It wasn't me.
Might be anyone else in your family member who connects to your
Wi-Fi. I'm on my own. I've told you, I'm 93. I don't have any people to visit me. I don't my relations. I don't see my relations, so I'm just on my own.
Oh, you lived alone, okay. And
yeah.
By the way, sir, when you don't use your internet line, you leave your router on or you turned it off, your router? Your router is on all the time or it's off?
Well, I don't have a router.
I'm talking about your modem, sir, your internet box.
I haven't got one. It's hooked straight into the either modem.
Okay.
Well, I never switched it off. It's never switched off.
Oh, it's on all the time. Okay. Well, as per my report, sir, I can see in my system that currently the router which you have got right now, most of the major services and the security of that router are not working properly. Due to that reason, day by day, some of the outsider, they are automatically connected to your internet. So we need to block all of them first in order to make you a secure connection. And in case, sir, if we found any kind of major problem with the router, then we are going to send one of our technicians for the checkup of your internet line, okay?
Yeah, that's fine.
So first of all, sir, what I will do, I'm going to provide you some security details. You can write it down in a paper. Could you please be handy with a piece of paper and a pen?
Yep.
And you can write down your router customer ID number.
Write down my what?
Your router customer ID, sir. Your router customer ID, which is 888. Got it? 888.
I can't see it.
I'm going to give it to you. You can write it down in a paper. You can write it down. It's 888.
Yeah, 888.
Yeah, then D for Delta.
D, yeah.
C for Charlie.
Right.
A for Alpha.
Yep.
The number 60.
60?
Yeah, 60.
Yep.
Then give a hyphen.
A hyphen?
Yeah, give a dash. Dash.
Okay.
Then D for Delta in capital letter.
Yep.
And the number 062.
062.
Yeah,
okay.
Take a sir. It should be like 888 DCA 60 dash B062, right?
Yep, that's it.
This this is your router customer ID number. And why I have given you this customer ID number, sir, you know, because nowadays not only you, most of our customer, they are also complaining us that they're getting so many nuisance calls regarding their internet. Some of the people are pretending themselves they're from Amazon, they're from NBN, and they're trying to sell our customer unnecessary software, right? That is the reason we provide our each and every customer their customer ID number, so that in future, if you're going to receive any more phone calls regarding your internet or any XYZ company, you have to simply ask them about your customer ID number first. If they will provide you this ID, then only you can talk to them, otherwise not. Simply hang up the call. Okay?
Okay.
Yeah, this is for your safety and security code only. And I would like to request you, sir, please keep this customer ID with you. Do not share this ID to anyone or over the telephone, because this is a very unique code of your router. All right?
Yeah, okay.
Thank you. By the way, sir, right now is your computer is on or it's off right now?
It's computer's off.
Okay,
I just mentioned this in passing.
Mm-hmm.
It switches itself on every day, every night at midnight. It automatically switches itself on my computer.
That is the reason I told you some of the people are active in your lines, especially at midnight. Because, you know, so while we are checking your internet information, we have been found that especially at midnight between 12 to 3 or sometime between 2 a.m. to 5 a.m., somebody was active in your lines. That is the reason I told you that you are using it at that time, but you told me no, you are not going to use it at that time.
Well, I'm not using it, but I mean, I mostly, or quite often, I'm awake at that time, so I just come in and switch it off.
Okay, but I turn
my computer off.
Okay, all right, no problem. We are going to check why it is going on like this. Right now, sir, we have upgraded a security inside it. Could you please go ahead and check whether your computer is working or not? Try to turn on your computer first.
What, now?
Yes, yes, because we are working right now. You can check it first.
It's pretty slow. The computer is 10 years old.
Okay, no problem. You can take your time, sir, because we are working.
Well, I'm not in control. I say it is slow. It's not me. It's slow.
I can understand. You mean like your computer is very old. That is the reason it is working slow, right?
Well, that's just the way it is. I don't know why it's so slow, but that's, I just think it's because it's 10 years old.
Okay, no problem. I'm going to check that little as well. First of all, you can try to turn on your computer and check what's going on.
Well, it's on now, but it's starting now. I don't know. I've never timed it, but it's pretty slow.
No problem. You can leave it slow. Once your computer will get completely on, let me know. Okay. And since last 10 years, you are using just this computer, right?
That's all. Well, I've got a mobile phone, but...
Mobile phone, you have a smartphone? Once your computer will...
Hang on, I've got somebody at my front door.
Okay.
Hello, how are you? Look, I've just got somebody on the phone.
Do you eat tomatoes?
I do, yes.
Okay, my little tree's blessed
me. Thank you very much.
More than I can eat.
Okay, thank you so much. Okay, bye. Well, it's still coming on. Not on yet.
Okay. I can see in my system, sir, some of the major services of your router are not working properly.
Oh, well, I don't know anything about that.
Okay. What do you see on your screen, sir?
Well, at the moment, it's blank. It's just white. It's telling me that it's out of, it's a Windows 7. It's telling me it's out of support.
Okay. What are the options? What are the options have you got, sir?
And security essentials is off, which is my... security.
Okay.
So, I'm trying to start it up now. I have to have at least 3 goes to get it going.
Okay, you can do it when you like normally, how you normally do. You can do it in the same way.
Is It's just a process that I have to do to get it going. What do you want? What do you want now?
Oh, what do you see on your screen now?
Well, I've got a full screen, but I've got Microsoft Security Essentials PC status at risk.
Okay.
So that happens at least three times before it comes good.
Okay, how you normally use your computer, you can try to use in the same way, sir. Try to use in the same way.
What do you want me to put in?
You need to come to your normal home screen where you can see all of your regular icons. Come to your normal home screen of your computer.
Well, that's on.
That's on. Okay, you can do one thing. Have a look on your keyboard. On your keyboard at the extreme left-hand side bottom corner, can you see there is a key called CTRL, control?
Yeah.
And just right next to control key, which key do you have, sir?
With a little square, it's got FN on it.
It is a little square, like a Windows, right? It is like a window?
That's the third from the... Third from the left.
Yes, right. So you need to press that window key and along with letter R, R for Robert. Window key and letter R together and let me know what come up.
Comes up...
What come up, sir?
It came up.
Mm-hmm.
Type the name of a program, folder, document, or internet resource, and Windows will open it for you.
Correct, sir. In that box, can you see there is a white little open panel where you can type something?
But WDC1 stroke.
You can delete it from there. Delete it, sir. Make that panel empty. Make it empty. Done?
Hang on, it came as soon as I tried to do that. It says Windows cannot find stroke DC1, blah, blah,
okay.
Blah.
Click on OK.
Yeah.
Now, what do you see now?
I've emptied it.
You have emptied it, right?
Yeah.
You can type over there, www.
Yeah.
Telstra support. All should be in one word, okay? Telstra support.
Telstra what?
Support. All should be in one word, okay? There
support.
Is no spaces. Support. SUPPORT.
Oh, sorry. Okay, hang on a minute.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, bloody thing, it's gone.
It's gone. Okay, what do you see now? Nothing?
Nothing.
No problem. Once again, from your keyboard, press the window key and letter R together as you did before. Windows and R.
Windows key and which? R.
R for Robert, right.
Okay, got it back.
And you can type in the open box.
It's got in the open box, it's got www.telstra.
Yeah, then type support, SUPPORT.
Just hang on a minute, it's got... yes. Yeah, okay.
Then 01, number 0, number 1.
01?
Yeah, then give a dot.
01, yeah, and what?
Dot.
Yep.
Then W for whiskey.
W what?
Then W, after W, sir, then type E. E for England.
C-E.
No, no, only E. E for England.
I'm sorry. Yeah.
What do you have W-E. Type, sir? Yeah. Then E again.
It won't do it. It just gives a... It makes a bell sound.
Okay. What do you have type, sir? Tell me. What do you have type?
www.telstrasupport. Telstra... Oh, hang on. I've got a bloody letter missing.
Do it very carefully, please.
Hang on a minute. Telstra support 01.
Yeah, then dot.
Dot W E.
Yeah, then E for England again.
Right.
Then B for Bravo.
Right.
L for Lima.
Yep.
Y for Yankee.
Yeah.
Then dot com.
Yep.
Then give a click on OK. Click on OK. And what come up after that, sir?
Hang on a minute, I've got this. Well, there's a window, there's a Telstra window come up.
Yeah, Telstra window. Below that, what do you see? Scroll it down.
It's got an update available download.
No, not this one. Below that, sir?
I'm sorry, that's Firefox. Anyway.
Okay. Now, what do you see now, sir?
Well, hang on, I'll get rid of this thing.
Okay.
Welcome to Telstra support team.
Yes, right. Yeah, can you see there is three options? Click to connect server 1, click to connect server 2, click to connect server 3, right?
Yeah.
So you can do one thing. You told me your computer is near about 10 years old, right? Then you can click on the first one. Click to connect server 1. Click on the first one.
Yeah, right. I've clicked on it.
Yeah, when you click on click to connect server 1, what do you see after that, sir?
Well, there's a window come up. You have chosen to open any desk execute.
Yeah, open it, sir. Click on it and open it.
Well, it's just got save file.
You need to save it, sir. Save it. Click on save file or save it.
Well, I've clicked on it now and it's gone.
And can you see there is an option over there, open. Yeah, can you see there is an open option?
Hang on a minute. Now, when I clicked on to save it, the window just disappeared. I can click on to.
Mm-hmm.
I can click on to connect. I can click on to it again.
Yeah, click on click to connect server 1. Click on it.
I've done that. Now it's got either. Save file or cancel. When I click save file, it just the window disappears.
Okay, no problem. Click on save file again. Click on save file.
Okay, it's gone.
Okay, no problem. You can do one thing. have a look on your right hand side top, sir. On the right hand side top, can you see there is a little arrow pointing downward? Right hand side top. Right hand side, extremely top of your screen. What do you see, sir?
Nothing. Oh, yeah. Got it. Okay.
Got it?
Yeah. Well, now it's any desk executed, completed.
Yeah, open it, sir. Yeah. You need to open the first one, sir. Try to click on the first one. And when you open it, sir, what do you see after that?
Oh, it's come up computer downloads,
Click on anydex.exe. Click on anydex.exe on the right hand side top.
Yeah, I've clicked on it and it's you want me to open it or just click on
yes.
it?
Yes, yeah, open it, sir. Click on open. And after opening it, what do you see now, sir?
Well, it's got, when I clicked on to open it, I can open it or scan with total, I can scan it with total AB.
No, only open, sir. Click on open.
Okay, it's open.
Okay, now what do you see now?
Well, I can, telling me who the publisher is.
Okay, and what are the options have you got?
Now, wait a minute. On the bottom,
mm-hmm.
I've got a notice here. While the file from internet can be useful, mm-hmm. this file can be to potentially harm your computer.
And what are the options have you got, sir?
Sorry?
What are the options have you got? Like, okay, continue, cancel.
Only run the software from publisher you trust. What's the risk?
Yeah, and what are the options have you got? Like, can you see there is an option to run, continue like this?
Well, I can either run it or cancel it.
Yeah, click on run. Click on run. And when you click
how can I be sure that this is, it's not a scam.
You can see by your own eyes, sir. Right now, when we are updating the security, we have sent you this type of notification, sir, so that all of the hacker will block from there. All right. You can see in front of you what we are doing here. Click on run, and when you click on run, what do you see after that, sir? Now what's come up, sir?
Nothing as yet. It's slow.
Okay, no problem. Did you click on run?
I did click on run, yeah.
Okay, after clicking on run, have you seen any changes?
Nothing's happened.
Okay. Now, what do you see on your screen right now?
Nothing. Well, it's just what I had up before.
What, sir?
Well, any desk one execute.
Yeah, try to click on it again. Open it.
Well, it's the same thing. I can cancel it or run it.
Yeah, click on run. No, after clicking on run, what do you see now, sir?
Nothing.
Sorry? Nothing?
Nothing's happened. Now, the only change is
mm-hmm.
that on my screen I've got any desk execute and one in brackets.
Yeah, because you have
on the right hand of that, there's another column which says edict execute, and it's got a red
symbol, right?
Yeah, it's got a red symbol.
Okay, all right. You can do one thing. You can close this page, sir. Close this page.
Close it all together.
Yeah, close this one. Close this one.
Okay, it says Windows Defender. If program services stopped, you can start the service manually or restart your computer, which will start the service.
No, close it, sir. Close it. Cancel it.
Okay,
now,
gone.
Now what do you see now?
Well, I'm back on that page which says click one to connect the server.
Yeah, close this one as well. Close this one.
Close that page.
Yes.
Hang on, I got something else. There's something else. Hang on, there's a new window.
What do you see now? What?
It says connecting to any desk network.
Yes, right.
It's a series of windows, a red one, an orange one, a dark blue and a light blue one.
Yeah, above to that, sir. Above to that, can you see your address?
Yeah, what about my address?
Can you see there is a 9-digit number?
There's my address, and then there's an I, there's a lock, and then there's invite.
Yeah, where you can see your address, beside your address, can you see there is a 9-digit number?
Oh, yeah, now there is. Yeah, it just come
there
up.
It is. Yeah, congratulations, sir. It means our Telstra secure server generate a new server ID for you. That is our server ID. Tell me the number which you can see.
926.
Mm-hmm.
Hang on, I'm writing it down. 926.
Yes.
792.
Mm-hmm.
059.
Okay, and where you can see this number, beside this number, can you see there is a little lock symbol?
Yeah.
Click on the lock symbol. And when you click on the lock symbol, it will ask you for the password, right?
Yeah.
I'm going to give you our Telstra server password. You can type the password in a small letter. Telstra 123. Type the password. Telstra 123.
It's come up.
Now, below that, can you see confirm password? Confirm password.
Yeah.
You can type in the confirm password box again, Telstra 123. Type again.
Yeah, okay.
Then click on apply. And after clicking on apply, what do you see after that, sir?
Well, it's a new page come up.
Mm-hmm. What does it say?
And it says, there's a number of options. Interactive access, permission,
Okay.
Clear all tokens, blah, blah, blah.
Okay.
Set password.
Okay.
Yeah, well, it's a whole page full of stuff.
Okay, hold on, let me check, sir, because your internet is working very, very slow, you know. Hold on, let me check. If you see any changes, sir, let me know, okay?
Yeah, on the left-hand side in settings, the little lock is on red and it's got security on it.
Okay, no problem. And what are the options have you got, sir?
Sorry?
And what are the options have you got? Can you see there is an option over there, accept?
There's
What do you see?
Permissions. You want me to check permissions or what?
No. Like, can you see security warning on your screen? Can you see security warning?
Well, it's got up. On the top left-hand corner, there is a little circle, green circle with a white arrow in it. And then there's a spanner, and then there's security, setting security.
Okay, all right. Hold on, let me check. Your internet is working very, very slow, you know?
Well, I know that, but I'm very slow. I'm nearly 93.
Okay, all right.
It doesn't bother me. We're well suited.
Now, what do you see on your screen, sir?
Well, I can tell you nothing's changed.
Nothing changes, right? Okay. You can do one thing. Have a look on your left-hand side top, sir. On your left-hand side top, what do you see?
It's got any desk?
Yes.
New sessions?
Yeah, click on new session. Click on new session.
Right, I'm back to that number page. The one with the number, 926792059.
Okay, and below that, sir, you will see three boxes. What's new
yeah.
in AnyDesk, install AnyDesk, and discovery. You can click on install. Click on the second one, install AnyDesk.
Okay.
And when you click on install, you will get an installation page. In that page, below that, can you see there is an option over there, accept and install.
Hang on a minute. I've got a window.
Mm-hmm.
Windows firewall has blocked some windows of this program.
Yeah, and can you see at the very bottom, can you see there is an option over there, allow or access like this?
Yeah, well, why has it blocked it? Why should I allow access?
We are blocking the access of the hacker, of the third party who are active in your lines. Click on allow access. Click on allow.
I've done it.
Now, after clicking on allow, what do you see now, sir?
Nothing. Security warning.
Yes.
Another person would like access to your device.
Yes, I told you, sir, while we are activating a security. Now, apart from that, what do you see on your screen?
It's come up installation path.
Installation path?
Hold on.
Let me just check. You can click on accept and install. Click on accept and install at the very bottom. Now, what do you see now, sir?
It's taking its time. It's giving me an option. Do you want to allow the following
yes,
program to
yes.
make change to this
click
computer?
Yes. Click on yes.
Hang on. It says any desk.
Mm-hmm.
Galango Software GmbH.
Yeah, click on yes. Click on yes. And after clicking on yes, what do you see after that, sir?
It's just making up its mind.
Okay, all right. By the way, sir, you never update your computer by yourself?
I've got programs. Don't ask me what they are. Anyway, it says AnyDesk version 1. Do you have an
yes.
account yet? Register now.
No.
I don't like the way this is heading at all.
I will show you that, sir. Actually, while we are monitoring your internet line, we have been
found
that
there are... Yeah,
that's what I'm afraid
of. I don't want you messing about with my internet.
You can minimize this space, sir. I'm going to show you your router condition.
I know, you're very clever at that.
Minimize this space.
I know, I've been caught before.
Click click on the minus sign and minimize it, so minimize it. And after that, sir, after that you will see AnyDesk page. You can minimize this AnyDesk page as well. And after minimizing it, sir, you can close this page, sir. Close it. Now, what do you see on your screen now, sir?
Okay.
Like, you are in your home screen?
I am now, yes.
You are in your home screen, okay. Then you can do one thing.
I've got an icon there with AnyDesk on it. On my home screen.
Yeah. That is a temporary software in order to protect your internet line in the secure mode. You can do one thing, have a look on your computer screen at the extreme left hand side bottom corner. Can you see there is a start window?
Yeah.
Left hand side bottom corner of your screen.
I've clicked on it.
Yeah, click on start. Yes. And when you click on start, at the very bottom, can you see search for programs and files? At the very bottom.
Yeah.
Search for programs and files. Can you see that?
Yeah.
You can type in there system. 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 And when you have typed system, you can leave a space after that. Leave a space.
Yeah.
Then type. Yeah. Then type C for Charlie.
That's not capitals, is it?
Yeah. Doesn't matter, sir. Doesn't matter. After that, sir. When you have type C, after that, what come up on your screen?
Something's happening.
Okay, hold on. When you will see any changes, let me know, okay? Hold on. Any changes?
Is the window come up called System Configuration?
Yes, right. You will get our system configuration page. In that page, at the very top, you will get some tabs over there, like general, boot, services, startup,
yeah,
and
tools. That's right. Yeah.
You can click on services, though. Click on services. And when you click on services, you will get four columns, like service, where you can see all of your service and security name, manufacturer, which is Microsoft Corporation, and status.
Yeah.
You need to tell me the status only, all the services are running or some of them are getting stopped.
There's a million.
In the status column, all of them are running.
Adobe Acrobat is running.
Okay.
Adobe Flash Player is stopped.
Okay.
Application Experience is running.
Okay.
Application Layer Gateway is running.
Okay.
Application Host Helper Service is running.
Okay.
Application Identity is stopped.
Okay.
ASP NetScape Service is stopped. Windows Audio Endpoint Builder is running.
Let me tell you, sir, these are the major services of your internet router which are not working. They are getting stopped by the hacker. Actually, the thing is that, sir, somehow the hacker, they have got your IP address. Do you know what is the meaning of IP address? Yes, sir?
No, I don't.
IP address means, sir, internet protocol. Like in our country, every person have driver's license for the identification. So same like in the internet technology thing, every internet user has their own IP address. So somehow the hacker, they have got your internet IP address, and through your IP address, they are trying to sneak inside in your router. And whatever the major services you are having, they are trying to stop all the major services so that they can easily get the access of your internet. And if you scroll down the page, sir, slowly, if you scroll it down, you will see there is a lot of services, more than 200 services. And according to my report, sir, I can see in my system, almost 60% of your router major services are not working. They are getting stopped by the hacker. So what we need to do is, sir, we need to go ahead and start all the services which are getting stopped by the hacker, so that in future you are not going to face this kind of problems anymore, okay? So you can do one thing, you can close this page, sir. Close it. And after closing it, sir, then on the left hand side bottom corner where you can see a start option, click on start.
Yeah.
And at the very bottom where you can see there is a box where you have typed something, you can type over there, T for Tango, then A for Alpha,
yeah,
then S for Sugar,
yeah,
then K for Kilo.
Yeah.
And after that, sir, what do you see on your screen after that?
Taskbar, start, and menu.
Yes. Yes, start menu. Click on start menu.
Right.
And then click on toolbars.
Yeah.
And after that, you can close it. So close it.
I've clicked on toolbars, okay, close it.
And after closing it, sir, what do you see on your screen? Let me know.
Something right down the bottom on the right hand side, it's got a little window called got exit on it.
Okay.
And on there, there's an icon.
There's
an icon. A new icon,
okay.
With.
Oh, okay,
any,
I got it.
Any desk.
Oh, okay, I think, sir, something is loading. Okay, no problem. You can leave it, sir. Leave it. If you see any changes, sir, let me know, okay? You can do one thing. Click on start again. Click on start. And after clicking on start, what do you see after that?
Well, it's automatically put in task,
mm-hmm.
Christ almighty. There's a new window come up called Windows Task Manager.
Yes, yes, right. In that page, sir, can you see there is some option over there like applications, processes, services, performance?
Yes, you can
click on performance. Click on performance.
Right.
And after clicking on performance, can you see there is a graph come up on your screen?
Yeah, a big one.
The graph? Yeah, big one, right. The graph is moving, sir, or it is stable?
It's moving.
It is moving?
There's two graphs.
Mm-hmm.
There's CPU usage history, that's moving.
That's moving faster or it is moving slowly?
That's right, and the physical memory usage history, it's going slowly too. It's got a thin blue line about
You mean it is working very, very slow?
Yeah.
Okay, let me tell you, sir, by the help of this graph bar, what we are going to do, we are going to block all the hackers from your internet line who are active and who is using your internet line, especially at midnight. Because I can see in my system, sir, there is total 5 hackers are called into your internet line. Total 5 hackers. So day by day, they are active your internet line, especially at midnight. They are using it and they are stopping all the services. So you don't need to worry about it. Right now what we are going to do, we are going to block all the hacker from your internet line. Okay? And also, sir, I can see in my system that your internet is working very, very slow, your computer. So we are boosting up the speed of your internet so that in future, if you will use your internet line in your computer, your internet will work like a rocket. So while the service is going on, I need to check one more thing. You can do one thing. You can close this page. Close it. I need to check one more thing.
I closed it. Yeah.
Yeah, then click on start. Click on start.
Yeah.
And after clicking on start, what do you see on your screen, sir?
Well, something came up, but it went off again. Hang on. Oh, here it is. Choose what happens. It's gone into the scroll panel.
Close it, sir. Close it. Close it. Not this one. Close it. Click on start again.
Righto.
And after clicking on start, what do you see after that, sir?
A black window come up with Windows Systems 32 / CMDX.
You mean you can see a black window, right?
Yeah.
Okay, let me tell you about this black window. This black window is the brain of your internet system. And by the help of this black window, you can check all of your information is secure or not. And also you can activate a security as well. Inside the black window, can you see there is a cursor is flashing?
Yeah, the bottom one.
Right. You can type over there, T-Fall Tango.
C, yeah.
No, not C. It's T, T-Fall Tango. T.
C, C.
No, not C.
I'm sorry.
Yeah, it's T. T for...
Hang on.
Yeah, it should be T. T for Telstra, okay? T,
yeah,
like
I'm
in
sorry,
Telstra. You can delete it, sir. By the help of backspace key, you can delete it.
Okay, it's gone. Yeah, sorry. Now, yeah. T, Tango.
Yeah, then R for Romeo.
Yeah.
E for England.
Yes.
Then E for England again.
Yeah.
Then press enter after that, sir. Press enter. And after pressing enter, what do you see after that? Let me know.
Well, there's a whole, everything's moving.
Oh, you mean it has started scanning?
It could be doing a scan, yeah.
Oh, lovely. Let it be scanned, sir. Once the scan will get stopped, you will get a message. And once you will get any message, sir, let me know, okay?
Okay, it's going crazy. It stopped, and at the bottom it's got Welcome, TRO, Telstra Secure Server. What do you want?
Oh, congratulations, sir. It means, sir, you are successfully connected to our Telstra Secure Server. We have designed such a robotic machine which can help you to protect your information safe and secure. And also, you can activate a security as well. Now, our Telstra Secure Server will ask you, what do you want? You can do one thing. You can type over there at the very bottom. I want to check my... Type in there. I want to check my...
Hang on.
I want to check my...
Yeah, I've written that.
And you told me that you do emails over the internet, right?
Sorry?
You told me that you do email over the internet?
I do, yeah, but not a lot.
Not a lot. Okay, no problem. You can do one thing. We are going to start with your email, that your email is secure or not. So you need to type my email is secure. Email is secure.
Okay.
And once you are done, so let me know, okay? Have you done so?
I'm slow.
Okay, once we're done, so then you can press enter. Press
I want to check my email is secure.
Yeah, then press enter after that, sir. Press enter. And after pressing enter, what do you see after that, sir? Let me know.
Well, it's going crazy again.
Oh, you mean it has started scanning?
Yeah.
Lovely, lovely. It means that it is checking that your email is secure or not, okay? And once the scan will get stopped, again you will get a status, you will get a feedback. And if you see any changes in the color of the black window, please do let me know because color is matter, okay? It's still scanning, sir?
Still scanning.
In which color?
Pretty quick.
In which color?
Sorry?
I said it is scanning. In which color
is it scanning?
I'm scanning
in red now.
Oh my God. And have you got any status, sir?
It's got 3 hackers are found in your email, but it's got it spelled wrong.
Okay.
Login to activate firewall security.
Firewall security, alright. See, sir, I told you that the hacker is using your internet line. Now, our Telstra secure server is successfully checked that apart from you, 3 hackers are found in your email. It means, sir, somehow, these 3 hackers, they have got your email ID and your email password, and they are trying to log in into your email from their computer from the different location. And I think they are trying to steal some important information from your email. Okay, no problem, sir. Now, our server is telling you login to activate firewall security. So you can do one thing. You can minimize this black window first of all. Click on the minus sign and minimize it. And after that, how you normally log in into your email, you can try to open up your email and check your email is working or not. Open up your email in your computer. And check whether it is working, sir.
It doesn't happen straight away.
It's not opening.
Yeah, it will.
Okay, all right. Leave it, sir. Once it will be open, let me know, okay?
It's gonna open now.
Okay, all right. Let it be open, sir. Let it be open.
It's opened in junk email.
You got the email?
I will open it now.
Okay, all right. You need to check, sir. It's open. Okay, you can check, sir. Could you please check, have you received any junk or any spam email?
Well, it opened. Hasn't been updated since the 16th, and today is the 21st.
Okay, all right. You mean your email is opening, but you're not getting a new email, right?
Well, it will, but it's...
Like, it is going to load.
Yeah, well, it's got 3 days to make up.
3 days to make up, okay, all right, no problem. Then you can do one thing while it is opening, so you can minimize your email, sir. And you can open the black window. Open the black window which you have already minimized. Open the black window at the very bottom. Open it, sir. And once you open it, what do you see after that, sir?
It's got a stroke thread.
Okay, you can minimize it, sir. Minimize it.
Minimize it.
Yeah, minimize it.
Okay, it's gone.
It's gone. Okay, all right. Hold on, sir. Let me just check. All right, hold on. Now, what do you see now, sir?
Well, the red ones come up again to tell me that there's 3 hackers found in my email.
Okay, you can do one thing. You can type over there, I have checked my email. Type over there, I have checked my email. And I want to activate firewall security
made a mistake.
I have checked my email and I want to activate.
Check my email, I want to activate.
Security inside it. Think security inside it. If you made any mistake, sir, you can type at the very bottom, okay? It doesn't matter. Type at the very bottom security. Security.
Can I put on the bottom?
Yes, yes, sir, definitely. Type at the bottom, security.
Security.
Yes.
So what happens then?
Yeah, then press enter. Press enter. And after pressing enter, what do you see after that, sir? Let me know.
Well, it's scanning again.
Oh, lovely. It means that it has started activating a firewall security in order to block all the 3 hackers who have got the access of your email account. And once the scan will get stopped, again you will get a feedback, you will get a status. And if you see any changes in the color of the black window, please do let me know because color is matter, okay?
Okay.
Still scanning, sir?
It's still scanning, yes. On the green now.
Oh, lovely. This is a very good sign. And have you got any status, sir?
Status firewall security is being installed into your email.
Oh, congratulations, sir. It means firewall security is installing right now in your email. And once it will be completely installed into your email, all of the 3 hackers will block from your email account. It means, sir, if in future, if the hacker wants to log in into your email from their computer, from the different location, our firewall will block them. They're not able to log in into your email without your permission. Okay?
Okay.
Well, congratulations, sir. Now your email is safe and secure at the moment. Apart from you, no one can misuse your email account. Now, apart from your email, sir, what do you want to check which is very important for you? Again, you need to type, I want to check my, again, you need to type, I want to check my.
Yeah, but what am I don't know what I want to check.
Which you normally do in your, over the internet. First of all, you can type, I want to check my. apart from your email, so what do you want to check which is very important for you, like shopping, online banking, Facebook, which is very important for you?
Well, I don't do any shopping online. My banking is okay.
You do online banking as well? If you want, you can...
No, I don't actually do any online banking, but I just check my account, that's all.
Oh, you check, you mean to say that you check your account statement in your computer?
I don't do any...
Like you don't transfer.
I don't use it for financial transactions. I just check what is in my account.
You mean to say that you don't transfer the money, you only check your balance in simple word, right?
I maybe do 3 transactions a year on the internet.
Okay, all right.
The rest of the time I just check what's on my balance.
Oh, you do, it means that you do internet banking just to check your balance mainly, right?
Mainly, yeah.
Okay, all right. No problem, sir. You can check, sir, whether the hackers are found inside it or not. You can do one. And let me tell you, sir, while checking your banking, do not point out or do not give me any of your personal details over the phone, because this call is recorded for quality and training purpose, and we're not allowed to ask anything. You can do one thing. You can type over there, I want to check my online banking, because you do online banking. So you can mention over there, online banking. And by the way, sir, you do banking with one bank or more than one bank?
Anyone.
Then you can mention the name of your bank, whatever the bank you have. Don't tell me, do it from your side, okay? And then type is secure. And once you are done so, then you can press enter after that, okay? And when you press enter, what do you see after that? Let me know. Have you done so?
It says, it's doing a scan.
Oh, it is a started checking, right?
Yeah.
Lovely. It means, sir, it is checking that your online banking is secure or not. And once the scan will get stopped, again, you will get a feedback, you will get a status. And if you see any changes in the color of the black window, please do let me know, because color is matter, okay?
Well, everything's green at this point in time.
Oh, lovely. And have you got any status, sir?
Well, it hasn't finished.
Oh, it hasn't. Okay, let it be finished first.
Scanning.
Yeah, let it be finished first. Once it will be finished, please do let me know what the status have you got so that I will guide you what you have to do, okay?
It says status. 5 hackers are found into your Commonwealth online banking link. Log in to activate firewall security.
Firewall security, all right. You don't have firewall in your system, sir, in your computer? You don't use firewall earlier?
Well, I don't know. I've got a program called System Mechanic.
You are using System Mechanic?
Yeah.
System Mechanic is an antivirus. That is an antivirus that will protect your computer from the viruses, not from the hacker. System Mechanic, Norton, AVG, McAfee, Kaspersky, all this software that will protect your computer from the viruses, not from the hacker. And I think, sir, you don't have firewall security. That is the reason 3 hackers was found into your email. Now, this time, 5 hackers are found into your online banking links. It means, so, whenever you were trying to go into your online banking, at the same time, the hacker got the access of your links, of your banking website links. And they are trying to access it from their computer. Okay, no problem. Now, our server is telling you login to activate firewall security. So you can do one thing. You can minimize this black window first of all. Click on the minus sign and minimize it.
Yeah.
And after that, sir, how you normally log in into your banking, you can try to log in and check whether it is working or it is locked. I think so 5 hackers are found inside it. You can try to log in, sir, how you normally do and check whether it is working or it is locked. And once you are done so, please do let me know, okay? Have you done so?
It's come up.
Oh, it is loading. Okay, all right. Okay, no problem. Let it be load, sir. Once you are done, please do let me know, okay?
Wouldn't the bank be aware that I'm being hacked?
No. Your bank will not aware of this because the hacker is not trying to take out the money. All right. They are just accessing from their computer, and your banking that you are accessing it from your computer. All right. And not only you, sir, like all of our customers nowadays are like become a victim of the same problem. Not only you.
Well, I don't know how other people get on, but I think these things are defeating their own purpose.
Yes.
They're more. They're more trouble than they were. It's so damn slow.
Yeah, because of the hacker, why it is working slow, sir? Because there is 5 hackers are found into your internet system, and all of the internet speed are getting divided with those people who are active into your internet line. And why it is divided, sir? Because in the early morning they have used your internet speed, especially at midnight between 12 to 3. All right.
Now it's telling me that connection is timed out. Try again.
Okay.
And in the top left-hand corner, it's telling me it's got a problem loading the page.
Oh, where you can see problem loading the page. Beside that, can you see there is a little plus sign?
Yeah.
Click on the plus sign. And then go back to the left-hand side, sir, where you can see.
It's come up.
What do you see on your screen?
It's my login page.
Oh, login. You can try to log in, sir, and check whether it is working or not. How you normally do that? You can try to do that in the same way and check whether it is working or it is not. And once you are done, sir, please do let me know, okay? Have you done so?
Yeah, but it hasn't.
Okay.
Hang on, it hasn't come up yet.
Okay. Hold on, that your internet is working very, very slow and still the security is activating. So it is taking some time.
Well, it's up now.
It's up now?
Okay. It's telling me, good evening, Werner. What the hell is going on there? It's not evening here.
It is saying good evening, right?
Yeah, well, something's not right. But anyway, it's all right. It's come up.
It's come up?
Yeah.
Try to scroll it up and scroll it down, check whether it is moving or it is frozen.
It's moving up and down, okay.
It's moving up and down, okay, all right, okay. Then if it is working, sir, then you can close your banking page, please, because this is your personal thing. You can close your banking page. Close it.
I've closed it.
Yes, please, sir. Close it. And after that, sir, you can open the black window, which you have already minimized. At the very bottom, you can see the black window. Open that black window. And once you open it, sir, what do you see after that? Let me know.
Hang on.
What do you see, sir?
It's just that the black window has come up again and it's just telling me, five hackers found into your Commonwealth online banking links.
Oh, okay, alright. By the way, sir, if you don't mind, can I ask you how far is your bank is from you? How far is it?
About a kilometer, roughly.
Okay, no problem. Then you can do one thing. You can type in there, I have checked my online banking links. Type in there, I have checked my online banking links. Have you done so?
No. Just, it's got under that notice to say five. Oh, it's gone again. Hang on. All right.
You can type, I have checked my online banking links. And I want to activate.
No, I don't make a bloody error.
And I want to activate.
Hang on, I have checked my online banking links, and what else?
And I want to activate.
Want to activate, yeah?
Security.
Security.
Yes.
Is that all?
Yes.
So what do I do now?
Then press enter after that, sir. No. Hold on. Don't press enter. You can leave a space. Leave a space.
Okay. Yeah.
And let me ask you, sir, from your bank, have you got any debit card or credit card from your bank?
Yeah, I am.
Which one you have got, debit or credit?
I've got two. I've got a debit card and a credit card.
And you can check the last four digit of that card, which I can see in my system. The last four digit of the card is 5517.
Yeah, that's my credit card.
5517, right?
Yeah.
Okay, all right. You need to type the expiry date of this card, expiry date, because we need to secure your card as well. You can type the expiry date of this card.
Oh, yeah, I'm not with you there. Which one did you do?
You need to type the expiry date of this card, sir. Expiry date.
Sign it.
Expiry date, sir. In the card, in your credit card, can you see there is an expiry date?
God, I can't understand it.
Are you handy with your credit card right now? Are you handy with your credit card?
I haven't got it in my hand, no.
Or you can go and get it, sir. Go and get it.
This is dangerous. What about it? I've got it.
Yeah. Your card number is ending with 5517.
Yeah, you've probably got it in front of you.
Yeah, I can see in my system. You need to type the expiry date of the card, sir. Expiry date.
The expiry date?
Yeah, you don't need to give it to me. You can do it from your side, okay? Type the expiry
the
date of the card.
In front of you. You don't need me to give it to you.
No. We're not allowed to check anything, sir. I'm just confirming it, just the last four digit. That's it. I have only the last four digit. That's it.
Okay.
Type the expiry date.
Okay, I'll expiry date in. Okay.
Don't tell me. Do it from your side.
Okay.
Have you done so?
Yes.
Then you can leave a space, sir. Leave a space.
Yeah.
And after that, sir, have a look in back of your card. In back of your card, can you see there is a three-digit number? Three-digit number.
Anybody. I don't give that to anybody.
No. Don't tell me, sir. Don't tell me. You can type in there for that hour. Sorry?
You're into my bloody computer, aren't you?
No. We are not allowed to take a control of your computer. Right
you
now,
can,
whatever the
thing is. Tell me that, but...
No, that
could,
is a 3D well, secure
you
server.
You could
tell
me what my card number is.
No.
So
I have only the last four digits, sir. Whenever we are activating a security into your bank, we have only the last four digits. That's it.
I'm not going to give that 3-digit security number. I'm not going to do it.
I'm not asking you about it, sir. I'm not asking you. You can do it from your side. You don't need to give it to me. In this
yeah, but
the you'll procedure,
say it.
No,
you'll
definitely
say it.
Not, sir.
If,
definitely
if,
not.
If I put it in here, you'll say it. You're
no,
in
no,
the
no.
Market.
Absolutely not, sir. We are not allowed to take a control of it. That is our Telstra server. That is our server. All right, we are not allowed to do that. If I will do so, I will lose my job. All right. This is the procedure how we can activate a firewall in order to protect your information safe and secure. All right. Once you are done, sir, let me know, okay?
I've been scammed before for a significant amount.
I
so
told
I'm
you,
not,
sir, that is the reason. I know, sir, that is the reason in order
I'm not
to...
I'm not going to take the risk.
So you don't need to put the whole number. No, you don't need to put the whole number. You need to put the only three-digit number. That's it. We are going to activate a security in order to block the hacker. All right. This is the procedure.
The three-digit is the whole number. The three-digit is the whole number. I'm not going to put it in.
The whole number is in front of the card. Have a look in front of the card. You will see there is a 15 or 16-digit number, right? That is how you don't need to put that number. That is the main number. You don't need to put your main number. In order to protect your internet line or internet banking, you need to put the security number so that we can activate the security. Otherwise, the security is not going to activate. All right.
Well,
I think
I'm not going to do it. I'm not going to do it. Look, I've been scammed once. I'm not going to bloody do it.
Sir, I'm not asking you about it. Trust me, sir. This is the procedure. Once you are done, you can see in front of you.
I'll go down to the bank and I'll check them myself.
You can do one thing. You can press enter. Simply press enter from your keyboard and check whether the scan is going on or not. Press enter and check whether the... Did you press enter and the scan is going on?
Sorry?
After pressing enter, what do you see after that, sir?
It's come up. Let me see. It's three things have come up. It's not recognized as internal or external command operable program attached file.
Our server is not recognizing you. That is the reason. They are not going to activate a security. You need to put the number, then press enter, and after that let me know the scan is going on or not. And once you are done, sir, let me know. You don't need to put your card number, all right? I'm not telling you that you need to put your whole card number. No. Only the three digits.
It's not my card number. If you gave me the last three numbers.
Sir, I have only the last three digits, not the complete number. We are not, whenever we are activating a security, we will have your only the last three digit number just for the identification. That is the reason I have given it to you so that you can confirm it. I'm not asking you for that. I have given it to you so that you have confirmed it, right?
That I've been told never ever give that security number to anybody.
So you
that
don't need to give it to me.
Number.
No, you don't need to give it to me. I told you. Did I ask you, sir? I'm not telling you.
Put it in this program.
Mm-hmm.
But you've got that bloody screen in front of you. If I put it in here, you've got it.
So that is our Telstra server. That is our Telstra server. That is a machine.
Sorry, but I'm going to hang up.
Oh, you can do one thing. You can do one thing, sir. If you're not happy with this, then you can type at the very bottom, I want to secure my, type in there, I want to secure my. Online banking details. Online banking details.
Yeah, that's it.
And once you are done, sir, then you can press enter after that, sir. Press enter. And after pressing enter, what do you see after that, sir? Let me know.
It's doing another scan.
It has started scanning?
It's doing a scan, yeah.
Lovely. Let it be scanned, sir. Once the scan will get stopped, again you will get a feedback, you will get a status. And if you see any changes, sir, please do let me know. Still scanning, sir.
Yes. Please wait while server is some security. That's not very good spelling.
Okay, all right. It means, sir, our survey successfully verified you. And our server is going to start all the security which are not working, which are getting stopped by the hacker. You can do one thing, you can minimize this black window. Click on the minus sign and minimize it.
On.
And after that you can click on start. Click on start. And yep. Type at the very bottom, T for Tango. Then okay. A for Alpha. And then S for sugar, and then K for kilo, and then leave a space, and then M for mother, and then A for alpha, N for November.
All right.
And after that, so what do you see on your screen?
Graph thing is coming up again, that big graph.
Graph, right. Yeah, graph, right. Can you see at the very top, applications, processes, services, performance? You can click on services, so click on services. And check in the services. You will get some column like name, PID, description, status. You can check the status. All the services are running or some of them are getting stopped.
Yeah, I can see some have stopped.
Still, some of them are stopped. Okay, all right. More than 60% is not working. That is the reason. Then you can do one thing. You can click on performance. Click on performance. And check the... Okay, the graph is moving faster. Or it is still moving slowly, slowly.
Pretty slowly.
Still working slowly, slowly, so.
Yeah.
Check this time, sir, if it is moving faster this time.
It's going faster now, yeah.
Going faster now?
Yeah.
Okay, alright.
Bottom graph isn't very much at all. The bottom graph is more or less a straight blue line. The top graph, they're moving quick now.
Okay, all right. Let me tell you, sir. I can see in my system the security which I was trying to activate. It is activating faster from my side, but it is not activating fast from your side, sir. Just because of the hacking links which are running in your system. Okay,
what's
all right.
Slowed right down again, man.
Okay,
and
all right.
Speeding up.
It is like speeding up or speeding down sometimes. Okay, no problem, sir. Okay, alright. What I need to do, sir, right now we are going to activate the three different level of the security. The first level of the security which can help you to protect your IP address from the hacker. And the second level of the security which can help you to protect your computer from the hacker. And the third level of the security which can help you to protect your entire system. Entire system means, sir, like your computer, your iPad, your mobile phone, whatever the device you have. Because, you know what, sir, we don't want to take any more risks. That is the reason we are providing you a complete security so that nobody is going to hack your system again. Okay? So you can do one thing. Hold on, sir. Let me make a report. Okay? Just hold on. Let me make a report. I do believe that's your landline number, which I'm speaking to you, that is 0246552547.
That's my landline, yeah.
And could you please confirm your mobile number, sir?
0449771506.
0449771506, right? And
yeah.
I'm speaking with Mr. Werner Bojo.
That's me, yeah.
And you have any middle name, sir?
Do I have what?
You have any middle name? Middle name?
Middle name, Fred.
F-R-E-D. Okay. And Werner's spelling is W-E-R-N-E-R?
Yeah.
And I can see in my system you lived in 14 Christopher Avenue, Camden, New South Wales 2570.
That's correct.
You are one of our registered customers, so you are using our services for a very, very long time.
Well, I've been living at this address for 58 years.
Oh, okay. And since you are using our services, right?
Yep.
And your date of birth, sir, if you don't mind?
15th of June, 1930.
15th of June, 1930. Over the phone, you sound extremely young. I thought you were in your 60s.
I didn't get that.
I said, over the phone, you sound extremely young. I thought you were in your 50s or 60s, 70s, like this.
Well, you can never judge by a phone, can you?
Over the phone, you know, you don't believe you are. You sound extremely young over the phone.
Well, I don't feel extremely young, I can tell you.
And also, sir, I have a good news for you. Just now, I have received an email from our team, National Crime Authority. Actually, sir, from last couple of days, our team, National Crime Authority. Have you heard anything about NCA, sir? NCA?
No, I haven't. What is it? N for Nelly or M for Mary?
N for Nelly. Nelly.
NCA?
Yeah, NCA.
No, I don't know what it is.
NCA means, sir, National Crime Authority. Actually, sir, from last couple of weeks, our team, National Crime Authority, they was trying to trace those hacker who is using your internet line. Now, I have a good news for you. I got an email from them that we are succeed to trace him. And also, we have got the picture of the hacker as well. So, shortly what I will do, sir, I'm going to show you the picture of the hacker who is using your internet line. So you need to recognize him, whether you know him or not. Okay? Because the hacker could be anyone. It could be your neighbor. It could be your friend. It could be anyone. So once I will get the confirmation, sir, then what I will do, I'm going to show you the picture of the hacker. You need to recognize him. Okay? Yeah, because you know what, sir, for your kind information, from last couple of months, our team, National Crime Authority, they already caught near about a 180 hacker from our country and outside the country as well. All right. Till the time, sir, if you want, you can have a cup of coffee or have a glass of water.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm on holding a line. You there, sir?
Yep.
I got a confirmation email from them that we are able to see the picture of the hacker. You can do one thing. You can minimize this graph from your screen. Minimize it.
Yeah, it's gone.
It's gone. And you need to open your Google, sir. Do you have a Google, sir? Google Chrome or Google?
Not really. I've got a Chrome app server.
No, not this one. You need to open your browser like Firefox or Microsoft. Firefox. Open your Firefox, please. Have you done so?
Yeah, but it's coming up now.
Okay, once it will be open, sir, you can type in the search box G for golf.
Sorry?
You need to type in the search. Type in the search box G for golf.
G
for Google, then yeah. E E for England,
yeah.
Then E for England again,
all right.
Then K for kilo,
yeah.
Then T for tango.
This is all one word, is it?
Yes, sir, yes.
Yeah, T for tango.
Yeah, then Y for Yankee.
Yep.
P for Peter.
Right.
E for England.
Right.
And R for Romeo.
Right.
what you have typed, sir, could you please read it back to me?
Geek typer.
Yeah, geek typer, right. Yeah. Then you can press enter after that, sir. Press enter from your keyboard.
It's searching the new tab.
Okay, let it be searched, sir. Let it be searched.
Well, it's come up in a program, and a geek typer.
Yes, right. Yeah, click on SCP. Yeah, click on SCP. SCP. Yes, and when you... Yes, right. When you click on SCP, have a look on your right-hand side. On your right-hand side, can you see there is a 5 green color folders?
Well, hang on, it's still... there's... On the right-hand side, is data.
Yeah. Can you see there is a 5 folders, right? 5 green color folder. So you need to give a click on the last folder, which is called all scripts. Click on all scripts. And when you click on all scripts, what do you see after that, sir?
It's coming up into a bigger program with
you need to give a click on the second line second folder, which is called Query DB. Second line second folder, Query DB.
On it.
And once you click on it, can Interpol database searching database, can you see that?
Yeah.
And can you see there is a picture? Can you see there is a picture of a man?
Yeah, Nikolai Andreko looks like a Russian to me.
Yes, right. He looks like a Russian. Do you know this man, sir, personally or physically?
I don't. Just hang on a minute. It's searching the database.
Yes. Might be, sir, sometimes he was roaming outside your house just to connect to your internet to get inside in your computer. Or might be he used to work with you in your office. He looks like a Russian, right?
And he's got a Russian name.
So you don't remember him, sir? You don't recognize him?
I don't recognize him, no.
Okay, all right. Let me tell you, sir, this is the man, this is the hacker who is using your internet line from the different location. And you know what, sir? What he is trying to do through the internet, he is trying to get inside in your computer. And whatever the online activities you do over the internet, like email, shopping, Facebook, banking, or whatever the documentaries, photos, videos you have saved in your computer, this man, this hacker is trying to hack your personal data and personal information out. All right, and how we come to know about this, sir? Because since last couple of weeks, our team, National Crime Authority, they was trying to trace those hackers who is using your internet services, especially at midnight. All right. And as you know very well that these hackers are very smart. They're using a very highly advanced technology just to get into our customer lines and network for their crimes, right?
Yeah.
So you can do one thing. If you don't know him, then you can close this page. And let me send an email to our NCI department that you don't know him. Okay?
Okay, I don't know him.
Okay, no problem. I'm going to send an email to NCI department. You can do one thing. You can close this page till the time and come back to your home screen. And you can open your Tax Manager, the graph one, sir. Graph. Now, what do you see on your screen, sir?
Hang on.
What do you see, sir?
Well, it's just a black window at the moment.
Not the black window. Close the black window. Close the black window. And you need to open the right side of the black window, sir. Windows Task Manager.
Yeah, Yeah, got it now.
And the graph is moving, sir?
Yeah, it's back to its old pace, pretty slow.
Okay, it is working, you mean. Okay, all right, okay. So let you can do one thing, sir. Till the time you can leave your computer as it is, because still the work is going on. And right now, sir, I have sent an email to NCA Department, National Crime Authority, that you don't know that hacker who is using your internet line. And I got an email from one of our senior security officer of NCA, National Crime Authority, and one of our senior officer wants to talk to you. Okay, so might be, sir, he is going to ask you any query about the hacker, like you know that hacker or not, or have you ever shared any of your personal details to anybody. You need to answer them, okay? And make sure, sir, while we are working in your internet line, you can leave your computer as it is, because still we are working. And what I will do, Mr. Berger, I'm going to make this call connect to our higher department, to National Crime Authority. After that, one of our officers will let you know what you have to do, okay?
All right.
All right, so thank you very much, Mr. Berger, for giving me a lot of your precious time. Now you can stay on the line. I'm going to transfer this call to NCA department, okay?
All right.
Thank you, Mr. Berger. Stay on the line, please.
Thank you.
All right.
Hello.
Yes.
Yeah, hi, sir. Very good morning. This is John Williams, and I work for the National Crime Authority. How are you doing?
Well, I was going pretty well, actually, but now I'm...
Mm-hmm.
Well, anyway, I've spent a lot of time doing something that I didn't really want to do. What was your name? John who?
John Williams.
John Williams.
Yeah, from NCA, National Crime Authority. We are the cyber cops, and we work under our government. Nowadays, we are taking care of cyber crimes in our country. I do believe my colleague has already explained you the reason of this call. Am I right?
Well, he's shown me a picture of a fellow that I don't recognize. He's hacking my computer.
Okay, he's shown you the picture of the hacker, but you don't know him, correct?
Well, I don't know him, no.
Might be you have noticed sometimes he is roaming outside your house just to connect your Wi-Fi on his mobile phone.
I don't stand outside my house looking to see who's looking in here. As I explained to your fella, I'm 93 years old, so...
93, okay. All right, God bless you. All right, okay.
Well, I'm not quite 93, but I'm heading that way.
Okay, all right. Now, don't worry, sir. It is for you, it is a major problem, but for us, it is a very minor problem. We will fix it up, okay? And let me remind you that you are not the only one who is the victim of this problem. Actually, in your locality, more than 2,000 customers, and in our country, total more than 400,000 customers are become a victim of same problem. And we are calling each and everyone and providing them a security, okay? Are you there?
Yes, I got that.
All right, okay. Now, the thing is that, sir, actually, the internet line which you are using, it has got compromised with some of the online hacker. And just because your internet line got compromised, they are trying to sneak inside your computer, like your mobile phone, iPad, computer, everything. They are trying to get inside. And whatever the online activities you are doing over the internet, like email, Facebook, shopping, banking, they was trying to hack all your personal information and your personal data. And you know very well, if anyone will misuse any of your details for any illegal activities, you might face some legal problem in future because they are using your identity for their crime. Am I right?
I don't know what's going on. I must say that I haven't, I had a problem about 7 or 8 years ago. I haven't had a problem since.
Okay, all right. Okay. Now, the thing is that, sir, actually, as I told you, the hacker are using your identity for their crime. So we need to provide you a complete firewall security in order to block all of them, so that they won't be able to access your computer or email account or your bank account from any different location. Only you can use it, okay?
Yeah.
All right, okay. So if you don't mind, can I ask you basically what you do over the internet?
Well, I just look at my emails. That's the main reason. I don't get that many these days. I get more advertisements than anything else.
All right, okay. Now, I believe like my colleague was trying to help you to provide you a complete firewall security into your email, website, into your shopping, and into your banking, correct?
Yeah, but I don't do any shopping online. And
okay.
I don't do any banking online. I just check my statements, that's all.
Okay, you just check your statement, but you check it online in your computer, correct?
I check it on my computer, not on my phone.
All right, now we have updated the security into your email, so could you please do one thing? I need to check whether it is started working or not. Minimize your whatever you have on the screen right now, just minimize it and log in into your email, please.
Well, that's it. I've lost, since I've been talking to you, I've lost some of my bottom screen is gone, so
mm-hmm.
My email, oh, wait a minute, it might be there. All right, I'm into the email here.
Okay, you can see your email account, right?
Yeah.
Okay, you have a piece of paper and a pen with you?
Yeah, hang on, I get a piece of paper. Yeah.
Okay, we have updated the security, so write down your email security number. Write it down. Email security number 8520.
8520,
okay?
Email security number.
Yeah, 8520.
Okay, got it.
Now minimize your email.
Okay, it's gone.
Okay, now just wait. We are working.
Sorry?
Hold on, we are working. Are you there?
Yeah.
Do not touch anything. We are working, okay? Just wait. We are updating the security.
Hello.
I'm here. Hold on. All right. Could you please let me know where is your modem right now?
Where is it? Behind my laptop.
Okay, it is just beside you, correct?
It's behind my laptop.
Okay, it is behind your laptop. All right, could you please check, which color light do you see in your modem?
I've got two lights. Wi-Fi and power is on.
No, I'm asking you which color light it is, like green, yellow,
red,
orange, green. Okay, how many green lights you can see?
Two.
It is flashing or stable?
It's stable.
Okay, and apart from the green light, can you see any another color light?
Nothing.
Okay, get back to your laptop, please.
Yeah, okay.
Now, your email account is safe, sir. We have updated the hidden firewall security inside it, and just because of that, the hacker was established inside your email. They are blocked from there. Only you can access your email. Apart from you, no one can else get inside it, okay? Your email account is safe and secure, all right?
That's good, yeah.
Okay, it is our duty, sir. Now, you told me, apart from your email, you also check your online banking statement, correct?
Yeah.
So there is a possibility they are established into your account as well. We have to upgrade the security inside it, and my colleague already helped you to check and started the security updated process in that. So log in into your online banking, please.
What do you want to do that for?
As I told you, the hacker who got the access of the online banking, email, everything, so we have updated the security, so we need to check whether that security is started working in it or not, and the hackers are removed from there or not. We need to check it. Have you done?
No, I don't know whether your fellow told you that this is pretty slow, this thing.
I know most of the major security of your computer and internet are got corrupted by the hacker. They are not working, and just because of that, your internet and your computer is performing very slow. But don't worry, once all the security will start working, okay, your internet speed will boost up automatically and your computer will work like a rocket.
Well, it's still pretty slow, but anyway, I'll let you know when it comes on.
All right, okay. Take your time. Have you done?
Nothing's happening. I don't know why.
It is not working? Yes?
No. I'll try again. You see, you into my computer because my thing is jumping
absolutely
around.
Absolutely not, sir. I'm not taking a control of your computer. Actually, you are connected with our secure server. So our server is performing. We are not allowed to take a control of your computer, okay? Because this call is being recorded for quality and training purpose. Your internet line was not running into the safe mode. So what we have done in order to provide you a complete security, we have connected you into the safe mode. That means you are connected with our secure server, okay?
I don't know why my Firefox is not opening up for some reason or other.
All right, just wait because we are updating the security, okay? So might be it is working slow. Hold on, I will check it, okay? Do not touch anything right now. The server mm-hmm. will perform. The server will perform automatically, okay? Hold on. By the way, apart from this computer, do you have any other computer?
No, I don't.
This is the only one you have, right?
Okay.
Don't worry, sir. Just wait. As I promise you, your computer will start working properly. The speed of your computer and internet will boost up after our security will get updated, okay?
You're into my computer, aren't you?
I told you, sir, our server is performing. Don't worry. It is not me, okay?
I can see that.
Sir, listen. It is not about your happiness. It is all about your safety and security.
It's all right for your smooth talking, but mm-hmm. I've been scammed before, and I've lost a lot of money, and I'm bloody worried about it.
For your kind information, let me tell you, this is not a scam call. We work for the government, okay? And if you are worried about your money, you can check your balance and everything.
I'll be down there like a shot.
Sorry?
I'll be down to the bank like a bloody shot.
So you don't have to. Don't worry. Your money is safe, okay?
I am worried.
You can check.
I am worried.
Sir, you can check your balance and everything.
I will check it. Don't worry about that.
So go ahead and log in into your account, please. Is it working now, your Firefox?
Yes, it's on.
So go ahead and log in into your account. We will check the security and also you can check your balance.
I will. I don't know. It's trying to open, but it's not.
I told you, sir, your computer is working very, very slow. You have to keep patience if you want to fix this issue. Please keep patience, okay? Now, just check whether it is working or not. Check it, please.
I'm going to try and open the window once more.
Okay. Have you done?
Uh, I'm still waiting. I mean, I can't do anything about it. I just got to wait.
Okay, all right. Okay, just wait. Then just wait. Do not touch anything. Sir, as I told you, your internet is working very, very slow. You have to keep patience, okay? It will work, all right? I believe while using your internet, you have noticed sometimes your internet speed is getting dropped down and working very, very slow, right?
Well, I've lost the page now. It's gone all
Yeah, there. Leave it. It will come up automatically. Leave it.
You've got control of it now, haven't you?
Sir, as I told you, I am not performing, okay? Our
well,
server is performing.